Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's day, ladies and gentlemen, is September the 29th, 2017. As we close out this month, September, as we continue our growth series and our growth month, now that we're heading toward the last quarter of this year, 2017, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about some great opportunities as we close out the fall season this year, 2017. For all of our small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations across the country, as well as startup businesses, new entrepreneurs who are entering the new business owner level. These are some great times right now, ladies and gentlemen, that I want to share with you, a great opportunity that you do not want to miss as we close out this year, 2017. Excuse me. And as we continue on to the new year, 2018, we want to have some great opportunities to share with you some great topics and tools and tips that can carry you through the rest of this year. And we're going to talk about on our topic of the day, ladies and gentlemen, of course, building your business through rewards. And I've shared this once before about building your business through rewards, having a rewards program put together in your business, whether you're a product business or a service business. You do not want to not have this as one of your tools to building your brand, to building your business successfully on a regular basis. This has been a proven fact that if you add rewards to your customers, people who are employed with you and through you, you will be able to build a solid network like never before. And I share this again, ladies and gentlemen. Because I also have a web design business or a service business as well as a product business, I want to reward my customers with opportunities to repurchase again. But in order to do that, you have to make it simple enough. As I shared before, I say again, ladies and gentlemen, you have to make it simple enough for them to do so. So as a business owner, the goal is always to make it easy for a customer to become a customer. And the way to do this, ladies and gentlemen, is to remove purchasing fears, remove obstacles, and make it easy for them to become a customer. And so with the rewards program that you put together, make sure that you have it simplistic enough, whereas it'll be easier for them, and it's just gratitude. Gratitude carries weight. I'm very grateful for all of the clients who I've partnered with or have done business with throughout this year, as well as the last 10 years, and we continue on to this growth series as we build our network. And so with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, you want to make sure you have something in place for your business in order for it to grow successfully. Growth, again, ladies and gentlemen, is the most important commodity on the planet. Without growth, you're just existing, you're not living. And so I'm going to break it down for you in some simple terms that's going to be effective enough for you to take on this as we close out this year, 2017. Now, of course, you know the fall season brings on a lot of holiday cheers, a lot of holiday greetings and all that. And, of course, we have Black Friday and also Cyber Monday coming up this year in November. So now that we close out this month, September, on our growth series, October, November is going to be your critical month. Then December, as we close out the remaining month of the year, How do you want to end, and what level do you want to be at? You have to make sure you make a decisive decision, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to closing out the year. And do this consistently, ladies and gentlemen, each and every year you're in business. And no matter what level you're on, no matter what city and state you're in, it doesn't matter. What matters is how you structure, how do you formulate, and how do you execute what you do each and every day. And once you continue this on a great level, ladies and gentlemen, this will help you to put together a solid network. And it's all about building a network, not just a business, but a network. If you have a solid network, ladies and gentlemen, no matter where you are, you will be able to reach masses on a regular, consistent basis. Whether you are an online business or a brick-and-mortar location, it doesn't matter. What matters, again, is how do you reach your people? How do you interact with your people? And what are you doing right now that's going to build your business to another level? Let's look at the levels that we're talking about here. On this level, when we talk about building your business through rewards, number one, you want to reward your customers on a personal level. When businesses reach out to customers on an individual level, they notice, how do you meet people on that personal level, and what can I do to make it more personable for them? Well, by asking probing questions, number one, and making sure that you have picked out specific days in the week to promote your business. Now, remember, we talked about the 5 P's of marketing, and I share this on over and over again and until everyone gets it. The reason why I do this, because it's so vitally important to incorporate this piece into your repertoire when it comes to building your marketing campaigns. So, basically, the 5 P's of marketing, again, is all about people, product, price, place, promotion. Well, promotion is going to be your key factor. How are we promoting our business makes it or breaks it for us. So, if you notice, if you have an emailing system or email marketing, if you're adding that to your level, then you basically want to make sure you capture that, knowing that whatever the guest or customer special day is, when their birthday or anniversary or anything of that level, you want to make sure you capture that. And you want to remind them that, hey, if you come in on this particular day, there will be a reward for you for that. You want to continue to use that as much as possible, building your database. If you haven't put one together, you need to get one now. Putting together your mailing list. If you have a website, make sure you have a mailing list available for them to fill out online. This, again, ladies and gentlemen, is going to keep you in the now in reference to educating and updating your customers on any promotions or any new products that you have coming out in the marketplace. This is a big thing to do on a regular, consistent level. Okay? So whenever you get a chance to get information from them or feedback, you want to know their first name when possible. Always get their first name. Always know exactly how often they come, how often they shop, and what do they particularly look for when they're shopping. So we got to look at it. This is a customer's preference, basically tailor-making it for them so that way you can have what they're looking for. And, again, we're only satisfying three things, again, ladies and gentlemen, in the market, is what people want, need, and can afford. So if you satisfy these three things, you'll be successful. Number two, put a human face on your business. Meeting people is the best way to get people to be loyal. And there are a few ways you can make this personal one-on-one connection to potential customers, because everybody likes that one-on-one effect. Nobody wants to be generalized, and nobody wants to be going through using roboticness to just kind of get a chance to sell something to them or to make a purchase. So we use social media today. We blog today. Most companies have a support desk. If you're a product business, you can also do that when you go to trade shows. And basically face-to-face, if you have a brick-and-mortar location where they come into your location to purchase products. And or if you are on an internet base, then you can connect with them via email or chat. Or that's the best way to do it if you have that option on your website. And we're going to talk about updating your website as we close out this year 2017 for the new year 2018, what your website should be looking like for the new year. As we begin to update everything, ladies and gentlemen, we have to start doing our due diligence when it comes to building your business and your brand. Let's take another look at this on another level, meeting face-to-face. There's a reason that face-to-face meetings are making a comeback in the business world despite the availability of great conference call technology that we have today. It's because we communicate through much more than words. Psychologists have even taken a look at it. Expressions, gestures, voice tones, and other nonverbal cues have a huge impact on communication. It helps us understand and interpret and remember exactly what they are about. Now, for this reason, I'm going into it this way, because look at it now. If you were a customer, how would you want to be represented when it comes to purchasing items from a particular company? How would you want to be known or noted? And if it's busy or crowded, or if there's a lot of traffic flow, still want to make sure you reach out to those, each and every individual, to build the trust. Because they know that you know they're going to continue to come back. This builds up your repeat business. The more you personalize it, the more it grows. And people will respect that you remembered who they are that comes into your shop to purchase from you on a regular basis. Your repeat customers. So you want to offer, number three, you want to offer incentives to bring people into your location or website. So customers are looking for a reason to come back. And if you give them that reason to come back, guess what, ladies and gentlemen, they will be back. We are creatures of habit, and we're just as soon find a business we like and could trust and could keep returning rather than constantly trying out different businesses. It's like trying on a different pair of shoes. It gets boring after a while. Okay, I haven't tried this shoe. I just want to get one set of pair of shoes. It's comfortable, it's easy fit, and I can easy walk in. I don't have to worry about all that. Wouldn't you love your business to be a customer habit, where they continue to come to you regularly, day in, day out, week after week, month after month, year after year? Incentives, ladies and gentlemen, are ways businesses can encourage a customer to come back repeatedly, hopefully setting in motion the habit of being loyal to your business. Incentives sound easy enough to create, but keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, a few important aspects of creating successful customer incentives. The way we do it is going to be based on, one, what your delivery of promise is. If you're giving out something for them purchasing something, promise a free gift, for example, and run out, you want to make sure you have enough that's going to be substantial. And here's the thing. For how many of those are you doing that for? How many customers? 50? 100? How many people do you want? You got to be realistic when it comes to building your incentives program. Who do you want to reach with your incentives? If your goal is 200 people, then you better have 200 gifts or 200 items for them to give to them for reaching that mark. So you want to make sure it's something that's going to be related, that's offering to your business and what your business is about. It also brings the customers the opportunity to get to know you personally and also get them to basically give you some insights as to how they like to be, what item they like to purchase from you, or basically building your, we call it, strategic relationship. So you want to rethink that. You got loyalty cards, you got gift certificates, you got e cards, if you want to do it online, e-gift cards, what we call e-gift cards, that you can use. If they purchase at this certain level, amount, whatever that amount may be that you set, then they get this as a free gift. Incentives. So, say for instance, if you are an electronics business or you have electronic products that you're selling, if they buy a head or a headset, then you might want to throw in something that's going to be comparable to that headset. Or if you're doing something on another level where you're doing clothing, then you want to add like a pair of socks or something, something to the level that's comparable to the item that they're purchasing. That's one of the good ways to build your brand and your business successfully. But incentives can make for happy customers, unless you fail to deliver, of course, we don't want to do that, what you promise, or make the incentives difficult and fussy to claim. Now, we don't want to have that to annoy our customers. We want to keep it simple. Be professional and make sure that you're doing everything possible to give your customers what they're looking for. So, number four, back up your product. Backing up the product or service you sell means more than just a warranty, although that is part of it. Customers carry around a fear that they are making the wrong decision or that they are getting cheated or could have gotten a better deal somewhere else. There are a few techniques, ladies and gentlemen, that you can use to show your customers they have nothing to worry about when buying your product or service. Price matching, number one. Price matching has become popular, not just with big companies, ladies and gentlemen. This can also be for small businesses, too. And also, if you're a web or internet-based business, if you see something online and they say, hey, this is online for this price, if you want to match that price based on your profitability and then also what you're charging for that particular item, you want to alleviate the fear from your customers that you are going to honor that price matching if they purchase it through you. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about volume. Volume is the key to success if you understand that concept. Volume, meaning that, ladies and gentlemen, if I have 100 units of this particular product or item that I'm selling online or in a brick-and-mortar location, how fast can I move these 100 units? What is my profit margin looking like for selling each unit? And then also, two, how can I get the customers to make the purchase easy for them to move more units? So you got to, these are some strategic planning that you have to consider when it comes to building and brand your business on a level. Okay, number two is the buyback or trade-in or disposal program, if you have one of those. If you sell a product, such as electronic devices that become outdated after a while, consider offering your customers a buyback or trade-in so they can upgrade to the newer one if you're selling the newer items, electronics, so that way they can continue to keep purchasing through you. Furniture stores will offer collect or dispose of old mattresses with the purchase of a new one. Customers don't want to deal with making new purchases because the disposal or problem of what to do with the old item overweighs the desire to get a new one. So help remove that obstacle. Again, we're removing obstacles as business owners. We're removing fear of purchasing as a business owner. And we're also making it easy for the customers to trust us, to purchase through us, and that we will keep our word when it comes to what we do. Replacement or warranty. Another item that you can add to the list that you want to make sure, if you have that in your business, a warranty program that seems more geared toward profit than helpful insurance or replacement is an annoyance to a lot of customers today. But particularly, with high-ticket items, warranties and promises of replacement helps calm the fears of investing in something expensive that might break. So if you have an expensive product that you're selling, whether it be $500 or $1,000 or more, you want to make sure you have something in place of a replacement or warranty program so that way the customers won't feel that they're wasting their time or money if they purchase this product from you. But if you can, ally that fear, you'll remove the obstacle most customers have talked about when making the decision to choose a particular business to purchase from. Now, the big brands, if you brand your business properly, you won't have to worry about that part because they know that they can trust you to do what you say you're going to do when it comes to them purchasing the product. And again, if you have a team of people under you working with you or working for you, you want to also, number five, have what we call reward your employees. Happy employees go a long way to attract new customers. So you want to make sure you're doing everything to give incentives, programs for not just your customers, but also for your employees. If you have their back and if you do exactly what is according to the letter of creating a good atmosphere in your business and creating a good trust factor in your business, then you will have a great opportunity to reach more people. People become friendly. You continue to educate and train your team as well as your customers on the product and services that you provide. And the more they're educated, the stronger you get. The less educated, the weaker it will be. You don't want any weak links in your business. To strengthen those links, you have to do what is necessary so that way you can make sure that you're standing stern and firm on what you believe in. What's your passion? Why are you doing this particular business? Why are you in this particular business? And how long do you plan on being in this particular business? So these are the things, ladies and gentlemen, that you have to continue to write down and keep in mind when it comes to building your business and your brand. And number six, know your product. Oh, I keep saying this over and over. We know we are to be an expert in whatever business venture we desire to get into, whatever field we ever decide to get into, or whatever market we ever decide to get into. As a business owner, you probably are an expert in your field, in your business, but having team members who are truly experts on your product or service, when customers come calling, has high value as well to be added, as I just stated earlier. No customer enjoys going to a business for help in a purchasing decision only to feel as if the staff there don't know that much about the product or service. Always know your product. Always be sure that your entire team knows your product by educating them on the benefits of the product, how the product function, and how would it be helpful to them, your customers, to make lives easier for them. You got to know it inside and out. So if you do a training program, if you have a training program, great. If you don't have a training program for your people or your team, you need to put one in place. So whether you have make sure that any products that you sell, based on the manufacturer that you're purchasing the products from and the manufacturing companies that make the products, you want to know the ins and outs of it. And you want your team to know the ins and outs of it. So to attract new customers, ladies and gentlemen, you must build a reputation for being aware of the latest and greatest. Customers don't have to worry if they are missing out by not going elsewhere. The most informed is the most ready, prepared. And also, it builds your trust, it builds your level to where people want to come to you on a regular, consistent basis. Last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, number seven, form helpful partnerships within your community, within the area where you do business, across this country, no matter what city and state you're in. You want to form helpful partnerships so that way people can continue to learn from you, the expert, about the products and services that you're providing in the community and how you're helping others in the marketplace. But it's shocking as a customer to go to a business and ask their help and opinion and to actually find the business helpful. Not many companies are out there like that today, unfortunately. Your goal, ladies and gentlemen, as a business owner, is to help the customer solve their problem, whether it's at your store or not, whether you sell it or not. Remember the film Miracle on 34th Street? Chris sends a woman to another store to find a fire engine when Macy's didn't have them. This became its own marketing ploy as it built loyalty and trust in customers when they realized that Macy's wasn't there to make sure they took their money. Well, it's not about that, but it's also about making sure that you were helping them solve that problem that they were looking for. Again, in the marketplace is what people want, need, and can afford. We satisfy in three things. But if you don't have the, if you don't sell that particular product or have or provide that particular service, and you know somebody who does, partnering with them will help you because you referred them over to them. Thus, if they have something, if they have customers in their stores looking for something that they don't sell, guess what? They'll refer it over to you. It's a win-win, ladies and gentlemen. Always use the win-win scenario. What's important now? And by building a strategic relationship with other businesses in the community, churches, nonprofit organizations, guess what? You're going to have a non, it's going to be an on-recurring thing that you have people coming in and out of your business on a regular, consistent basis. It's infinite. That's what the eight stands for, infinity and beyond. So you want to make sure you build strategic partnerships, what we call co-oping. I just use that term. Just co-op with other small businesses in the community where you are by building trust, letting them know that, hey, I see that you guys do this. And then, again, it's a win-win. Always use the win-win scenario. If there's a dealership and you know they got a good car and they got a great reputation for great customer service on your level, that you're doing business on your level, guess what? You want to partner with them. But remember, everybody's not going to be the same. So like-minded people hang with like-minded people. So you want to be the best of the best in your particular field, industry, marketplace, in the community where you are doing business, no matter what, again, city and state you're in. All you have to do is just follow the simple path by keeping it simple, by making sure and reassuring your customers that you have their back and that you're here to help them and resolve or solve any problems or questions they may have. Basically, we become experts in helping people get what they want, need, or can afford. And that's the cool part about this whole industry, about business, about life, about interacting with others. How we interact with people makes it or breaks it for us. So we can never, ever turn away a blind eye to what getting what people want, need, and can afford. That's going to always be the way to attract your new customers and grow your business on a regular, consistent basis. So I want to thank you all for tuning in for this edition of VCU Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson. It's been a plum-pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. That's from my brother, Les Brown. And until then, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to keep building the faith and keep building the dream.